Yesterday, I got a chance to talk to Jonah Antonio, UNLV guard, about his efforts to raise money for the firefighters in Australia. He is an Australian native, as is Jay Green on that team. So take a listen to Jonah Antonio. Australia is experiencing a crisis with fires. They've had over tens of millions of acres have burned already. Over 20 people have been reported dead, and half a billion animals are estimated to have died already. Jonah Antonio is an Australian native. He is from Perth. He started a GoFundMe for the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. We've got that out on Twitter, but you can just Google Jonah Antonio GoFundMe, and it should be one of the top results. Jonah joins us now. Jonah, I guess first off, how are your family and friends in Australia?
My family's doing good. I'm from Western Australia, so the worst fires are over in New South Wales and Victoria. So we've had a couple fires in Perth, but my family's doing fine. Thank you.
What sense have you gotten that it's like right now in New South Wales?
Pardon me, sorry, can you repeat that?
I said, what's the sense you've gotten from people that you've talked to at all that it's like over in New South Wales?
Oh, it's devastating, man. It's like, it's almost like out of a movie, you know, like, you just don't really see, you know, you don't see fires like this all the time. I mean, we've known for bushfires, you know, obviously there's bushfires in California and stuff like that, wildfires, but nothing like this. People over there are just in shock, you know, it's just, the wildlife and, you know, and all the land that's being destroyed is just, you know, it's unreal.
I think, the thing that jumped out to me was that the estimate's half a billion animals have already died. And, like, that's just a huge number to me.
Especially the koalas, because they, you know, they live in those eucalyptus trees, and they're getting destroyed. You know, they can't escape, and they're pretty slow-moving animals. So, you know, only the birds can really get away from it. And the thing is, in Australia, you know, you get the winds off the coast and just picks up the fire, and you can't really fight it, you know, because it's just moving so fast and, you know, it's so ferocious. So it's just devastating times.
So your GoFundMe is donating to the firefighters in New South Wales. I'm curious. I mean, not that anybody's really equipped for this, but how far behind are they in just being able to handle this type of fire that you know of?
I mean, it's just, like, I saw a video of these firefighters in their truck, and the flames were so intense that, like, their fire truck couldn't even handle it, you know? So it's like, you can't really put it in words, really. But I picked them because, you know, they're dealing with it the most, and they're quite a large group, a lot of volunteers, and, you know, quite a few paid. But, you know, I think they need it, you know, right now, especially with them, you know, they're the heroes right now. You know what I mean? Obviously our military getting involved, but, you know, they're the ones fighting it. So, you know, I want to try to help them out as much as I could.
Yeah, so Jonah's got up a GoFundMe page. He is personally going to donate $5 for every three-pointer that he makes in Mountain West play. We're gonna match that as well. So every three-pointer you hit, we'll put in another $5 for your GoFundMe account to go to the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. I've seen on Twitter, I can't remember who it was, but somebody said they were going to put up some money for every block that Mbake Jean gets this year, and I know the Rebellion said they'd do one for every win you guys get in conference play too.
Yep, and another fan also said Amari assist. So it's good. It's great to see the community and the Rebel fans get around it. And, you know, it's an honor to be a part of this program, and, you know, just to see the support, you know, and even just the American in general, you know, around the country, people are really, you know, they're really trying to help. You know, I've seen a lot of donations, a lot of GoFundMe's, not just mine, and just, you know, it's good to see that, you know, that they have our back.
A little bit of basketball for you. You guys are 3-0 in conference play. You're on a four-game winning streak right now. I'm curious, what in your mind's been different on the defensive end the last few games?
Well, you know, we dropped that one to Pacific, and then I think after that game, we just, you know, we kind of had a realization that, like, you know, things need to change quickly. We're tough right now, you know. I feel like people are diving on the floor, you know, where we have each other's back, we're in the gaps, you know, our hands are really active. It's just a change of mentality. It happened pretty fast. So it's everyone's buying in right now, and it's fun. It's fun basketball.
Bef- Before the season, Forrest Griffin brought over the UFC top stopper belt for UNLV basketball that I think TJ Altsberger said was going to be given out every week to the best defensive player. So I'm curious, who got it for last week?
Mbake.
Mbake did. Oh, how many blocks did he have? I know he had like three against Utah State.
Yeah, I think your last night might have had three as well, and then Utah State, I think he had like four or five.
Yeah, it was more than three. You're right.
Yeah, he had quite a few. So I mean, he's our anchor. You know what I mean? And he's a great example. He's one of our captains, and he's just, you know, he's an enforcer down there. He's one of the best defenders in the league for sure. And you know, and the guards were really comfortable pressuring the ball because we know he's got our back, and you know, he's a great guy to play with.
Who's gotten the belt the most this season?
Oh, Bakay.
it's just his belt. He just wears it all the time now.
Yeah. It could have his name on it, honestly.
Wait, have you gotten it all? I know you were hurt for a little bit, but have you gotten it all?
I haven't.
All right, we got to get Jonah Antonio with the top stopper belt. We need that at some point.
Got to get that, yeah.
We'll do, I'll tell you what, if you get the top stopper belt, we'll do another $100 for the GoFundMe account.
All right, that sounds good.
So there we go. Yeah. You'll have to make sure you let us know if you do get it this year. One of the things that we've seen over the last couple of games, and especially since that Pacific game, has been Marvin Coleman. He gets put in the starting lineup. He's now playing big minutes every night. What have you seen? Like, what's your view of Marvin Coleman these last few games?
The thing with Marvin is he deserves everything he's getting right now. You know, first off, and he's just, like, he's such a team guy. He's such a, you know, he's all about winning. Like, even when he wasn't playing, he was so involved, and he was always positive, and he was just trying to help us get better, you know, any way we could. And obviously we had a couple of injuries, and, you know, he's stepping into this role, but I knew he'd always be ready, you know. And he's a great leader. He's very vocal. He's a very good passer, and he plays hard. I feel like he'll do literally anything coach tells him to do. You know, like anything coach says, he's gonna get it done. And you know, I'm very happy for him, and also, I mean, at Bryce as well. I'm very happy for Bryce. He just got awarded Man West Player of the Week, and he's that spark plug off the bench. And you know, those two younger guys, they're just, you know, they're great. You know, they're phenomenal, both of them.
One last thing for you, and back to Mbake Zhang. Have you given him any tips for shooting threes?
I don't know if I'm the one to be asking for tips right now, the way I'm shooting. No, not really. You know, sometimes he gets in the corner and he likes to shoot it, but, you know, he works so hard in the defense, and you kind of get mad if he shoots a three here and there, you know, and hopefully he knocks a couple down.
Well, he is Jonah Antonio, and again, if you just Google Jonah Antonio, GoFundMe, it should be the top result that pops up if you guys want to help out as he is raising money for the firefighters in New South Wales over there fighting the fires in Australia. Jonah, we appreciate the time.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for everything.
So actually, Jonah Antonio had to repost his GoFundMe page. If you already donated, it's fine. It's already in there. But comply with NCAA rules, it sounds like. So as of now, if you Google Jonah Antonio GoFundMe, it will not be the top result. So we'll have it up on Twitter here in just a little bit, at @Bischoff_Tyler, the new GoFundMe link if you want to donate. If you have any creative ideas, by the way, for every Amori Hardy assist in Mbake Zhang block or whatever, let us know too. I did enjoy him saying he doesn't need to tell anybody anything about shooting threes right now. He's at 29% at the moment for three-pointers this year. Not great. Not a great start. He was just 2-for-9 in his last game. But the one thing that we have let you down basketball-wise as a media, as a collective media, is we have not reported at all on that top stopper belt. Before the season, Forrest Griffin brought to practice a UFC belt, and UNLV was like, we're going to give this every week to the guy who was the best defensively, our top stopper, and no one has mentioned it at all since then. We have completely forgotten to ask about that. I will blame it on the fact that they have media availability at 10:30 every time, and that's in the middle of my show, so I can't go and ask stupid things like that. But Mbake Zhang is the top stopper this week. But UNLV tweeted out last night, they have more than just the top stopper belt. They also have an efficiency chain, which Marvin Coleman won this last week, and a hustle robe, which Amori Hardy won. So I guess if you dive on the floor for the most loose balls, you get awarded the hustle robe. But this is terrific that they have three different weird trophies they give out. The only thing I want them to do it in game, because like this is cool and all because you tweet it out, whatever. But I want to see like in football, college teams had the turnover prop. We had the Chucky doll for UNLV. So when you got an interception, you run to the sideline and you hold up the Chucky doll or whatever you have. I want like somebody to dive on the floor, and when they check out of the game next, somebody comes and puts the robe on.
That's what they should do. Like in wrestling, you have those great, beautiful robes like Ric Flair with the embroidery and the frills and stuff and the sequins. And somebody should, it should be somebody's job to put the robe on that guy.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. It'd be so much better. And every time you dive on the floor for a loose ball, you come off, here's a robe. It would be fantastic.